Hello?
Hey, I'm trying to reach Larry.
Yeah.
Hey, Larry, this is Jerome with CVA. I'm calling because I had spoke earlier today with your wife briefly about 735 Royal Crescent, and she told me to give you a call sometime in the afternoon. Have I caught you at a bad time?
No, what's going on?
Just wanted to follow up with you guys. I guess she had expressed that you were looking to receive offers on the property, and we're looking to sell. Is that right?
Well, we're considering it.
Got you. What's got you considering it?
Well, I'm getting up in age, and I'm getting rid of all this rental property.
Got you. See, you currently renting this one out?
Yes.
Got you. And you know what? I completely understand. It can be a hassle dealing with, you know, everybody's needs when you rent. So I completely get it. Is this the only rental property you guys are considering offers on?
This is the last of the residential. I got a couple of commercials I'm going to let go to.
Got you. And I mean, we do make offers on both. Did you happen to have an address for the commercials at all?
Yeah, they downtown, 2801 and 2805 Hull Street.
Hull Street, got you. And would you be opposed to receiving, like, you know, a lump sum offer for all three at all?
I'd rather do them separate because that can be a lot of negotiating with three properties.
It can. I guess I was just asking because, you know, closing costs and all that stuff will happen with each one. So, you know, dwindling it down. But I completely understand. Definitely just wanted to see. And with those.
What kind of offer you make me on the one on Royal Crescent?
Well, I definitely want to make you an offer. I just wanted to ask a couple more questions about it. I know you said you had rented it out. You know, do you happen to know more about the condition of the home? I guess paint me a picture if you could.
Well, the interior is real good. The outside, the yard needs some tree limbs cut down and the leaves. But the people in there don't take care of the outside.
Got you. And on the inside, I mean, had you made any changes in the last 2 years or so?
Oh, yeah. We did all the floors. Got ceramic tile down in the den. Laminate under. Got tile in the kitchen. The inside, out of 10, you'd be a good 7.
Inside, 7 out of 10. So it's not perfect, but it's still real livable.
Oh, yeah. It's real livable.
Got you. And had you done anything, you know, to the roof or HVAC or anything like that? Any updates?
No, I ain't have to do nothing to the roof. It's got that 40-year of shingles on it.
Got you. How old would you say it is about now?
I would say about 20, 25.
Got you.
But it's in great shape. I looked at it. I used to be a contractor myself.
Oh, okay. Well, that's awesome. That makes sense. You know good quality when you see it, I'm sure, then.
Oh, no question. And it's got a three-tier carport on the side. I put that up myself.
Got you.
Two chairs in the back.
Uh-huh.
If somebody was an investor, you can get it and probably make $30,000 on it, you know, with spending about $5,000. The yard work is about the main thing you need to do.
Got you. I hear you. I definitely do. And with you guys looking to receive, like, you know, a cash offer on it, have you sold any other homes for cash at all in the past?
No, I'm not pressed for money, my man. I've got money. I've just put spending $20,000 on a heating system. I'm in the house I'm living in. So, you know, I'm not in no hurry to sell them. It's just that I decided I'm going to go on and get on out of this rental business. I've been in it for 30 years. I'm almost 80 years old. And I decided to go on and just go out and relax and spend time with my daughter up in Northern Virginia. Got two grandchildren. She got one coming on the way.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, you know, so.
That's a blessing.
I'm just changing my lifestyle now. I've been in the military. Been in the fire department, you know. I've been a real active man. Made some money. I done did pretty good in the business. Like I said, I had 13 houses at one time. I'm down to those two commercials and there one on Royal Crescent.
Gotcha. Well, that's amazing to hear that you've a person doing something right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've been blessed. It ain't always easy. The early years was real rough, but in the last 15, it's been real profitable.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. I am. And do you have any idea of what homes are going for in that area, or?
I really don't know. About 10 blocks from there. I'm living about 10 blocks from Royal Crescent myself, and they don't build a lot of new houses right off the street I'm living on. I think the last I looked at, the price was $350, $390, somewhere in that area.
The new houses are going for around that. It's crazy
right.
Nowadays. It's a seller's market. It is.
It's a selling market, but it's not so much a selling market for houses. It's just so many people and nowhere to live.
Yeah, it's really a crisis right now.
Yeah, I'm thinking about taking one of them commercial properties and investing and going on and make some apartment units out of them.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking about doing. But I didn't want to get back into business. My wife said, why don't you just go down and sell them properties and just get out. But my mind, really, I like to stay in it because I like the adventure.
Yeah, no, I understand. But at a certain point, it's just like, you know, like you said, you want to get to enjoying life.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I done worked and been gone all my life. And I missed my first generation of grandchildren. Now my daughter, my youngest daughter, she's got one, two, and she got one on the way. So these are prime time.
Oh, yeah. No, listen, you about to have your hands full as a grandpa.
Yeah, because you don't know how much time you got left, man. You get up around 80 years old. Really, I mean, I should have been sold all this stuff.
But it's all good.
I just don't want to do it because, you know, I like business.
Yeah, no, I understand. I do understand that. I do. And speaking of business, what was a number you were looking for to even, you know, let go of this property?
Oh, Royal Crescent. I let that go for around $250. Because you can either get $300 for it.
Got you. Have you been caught up with, like, you know, what Zillow's having it for and tax assessment and all that?
All that, you said, well, then I ain't quite understand what you're saying. Let me turn this TV down. I can't halfway hear you. That's another thing. You get old, you can't hear.
Yeah. It's all good. It happens. It definitely does.
There you go. Then what was that? What was you asking now? Something about taxes.
Yeah. I was asking, had you known the tax assessment for this property?
Not really.
Got you. A tax assessment puts you right around two for the property, just to let you know, around 215-ish.
Right. Well, that's why I said I would take 250 somebody that would be coming with a cash offer. I ain't got to go through the whole lot of changes. If I was trying to sell it through an agent, I'd probably be around 280. I'll just keep it under 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, right now it's looking like, you know, if you left it as is and made no changes, it would be right around that 250-ish point.
Right.
Is what they're saying retail would be for it. So yeah, you're close to what is happening in the market right now. I can say we would have to, like you said, the inside is very nice. We definitely, you know, still put some money in to fix it up and get it to like 2024 standards and this, then, you know, getting it right with staging.
Oh, yeah, well, that'd be your decision. I'm just talking about to wholesale it out. I would have got to get 250 for it, because you can't get nothing for $250,000 now. You got to buy a house that's damn near falling down.
Yeah, and I'd say you'd be surprised. There's a lot of different, you know, steals, but just take some hunting. But I get what you're saying. I do get what you're saying.
Right. I've been in the market myself. I used to buy houses. Like I told you, I had 13. And I turned them over and cashed them out, and these are the last ones left. So, you know, I know how about buying houses, how much you got to put in them, and how long you got to wait, you know. This house right here won't take long once I hit the market. I'm thinking about going on and making this deal, going on, put $4,000-$5,000 in it, and going on just be patient. Like I said, I ain't pressed for money. But I said, well, since this is the last of my houses, let me go on and get at least what I think is fair.
Yeah, no, I can understand that. And then let's say if you did 250 after closing costs, you'd be right around that 220 point anyways, you know. So.
Right. Depending on how you're closing their position, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of variables in this whole game.
A lot of variables. Once you know you get to that perfect number, is there anything left on the home you have to pay off or?
No.
Gotcha. Well, that's good. You got to a point where you could just pocket it and enjoy.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I just want to go to get peace. I ain't got to do nothing no more, and just relax and try to spend some time with them kids.
Yeah, no, I completely understand. So what I'm going to do is allow me at least a day to do my due diligence and come up with some hard press numbers to present to you. Is it okay to give you a call tomorrow with those findings?
Well, the probably your best deal, my man, is I just don't land here watching TV and my phone right beside me. But if you really want to reach me like on a business level, you need to go ahead and text me, and I'll call you back, just, you know, including the text, you know, who you are and what's this about.
Okay.
But random calls. I get about 40 insurance calls, I'm tired of them. That's why I'm out of business. I'm tired of all this stuff.
I know how it goes. So you'd like me to text you now, my name and company name and everything like that, and then follow up tomorrow. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, that's what you do if you're serious about it. Just text me, because the chance of catching me like you caught me now are very rare.
Gotcha. Well, I'll go ahead and shoot a text.
And what was your name?
My name is Jerome Pratt.
Okay, Jerome. Okay.
Yeah. Yes, sir. If you've ever seen Martin, you won't forget my name. So.
All right.
Yeah. Yes, sir. But I definitely will go about texting you now and will do my due diligence. And then tomorrow is around 3 or 4 o'clock good a time for you?
Yeah, that's a pretty good time. Yeah, because in the morning time, you know, I'm a disabled veteran now, so
gotcha.
I don't get up too early.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Get up when you feel like it.
That's right. I done served my time 20 years in the fire department, military, contracting, man, I done did it all, buddy.
That's amazing, man. That's amazing. And thank you for your service. And I definitely will be reaching out. I'm going to shoot this text to you now once we get off the phone, and I will reach out tomorrow around 3, 4 o'clock with some hard numbers.
Okay, that sounds good then.
All right, Mr. Larry. Well, I appreciate you for taking my call, and I look forward to speaking with you tomorrow.
All right, then. Take care, Jerome.
All right. You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.